Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Very happy to be here with you. I'm Deborah Lee, and I will be your psychic love doctor for the next hour or so. And I hope that if you're interested in getting a reading and you are on Blog Talk Radio, please get in the queue before we get full. Sometimes we have to end the show before we've gotten to everybody on the list. And we feel bad when that happens. So the sooner you can get in line, the better. Okay, for you. And to our Facebookers, glad to have you with us too. You are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page where you are watching us streaming live. Great to have you with us also. So we are going to stress right now that I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards. This is important to make the distinction, especially for those who are new with us, that this is not tarot, not Oracle, not any of the other systems that are out there. And I know there are many very dynamic methodologies and card reading systems that are available. However, I've only focused on this one, which is personal prophecy, as was described during the introduction to the show. So while I'll be using an ordinary playing card deck, I will also be using a full 24 card layout. This is the same layout that I use during my private sessions with those who arrange them with me. I prefer the 24 card layout because it really gives me a dimensional look at your life rather than merely like rifling off a few cards randomly. I'd really rather look at where you're at, what the landscape of your life is looking like. And that will definitely aid in my answering your one or two questions that you have for the show. Now, of course, when we meet in private session, you can have much more than two questions, but we have a time constraint of this being basically an hour-long show, so we can't overdo it, all right? So we have to stick to one layout per caller. All right, now, Jimbo, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also would like to let the folks know on Blog Talk World and Facebook Land, if you're international, let us know, and we'll give you a live international shout-out and stand by for them. We have Lady R in South Africa. We have Mike in the UK.
Lady R, Mike.
And we have Samuel that is asking for people to text him. So that person just got banned.
That's a scammer.
Yep. We don't go with that here, Samuel. Sorry. And we have Laura from Canada.
Laura. Glad to have you all with us.
Yeah. So sorry about that. One had to bite the dust. He don't come in here the first time and then say, oh, hi, Laura, text me. You're like, no. Negative ghostwriter. All right, anyway, let's see. Phone number 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your reading when you call in. So this automated system will tell you you can listen to the show while you wait. I mean, indeed you can. And I tried it already, and it works. And if you hear nothing, if you don't hear a show, then you got to call again. It's just sometimes it's a connection thing. We've heard it's happened before. But you can, that's not a permanent thing. You just call back, and it's all good. When we take your call. Eventually we'll get to everybody that we can. Early on, better for you folks that call in. We ask that you do these things that I'm about to say. If you legally and safely can, we want you to get off the speakerphone and Bluetooth device. Yeah, the best method, believe it or not, is the old school that nobody really likes. Pick up the phone and stick it to your face. Kill all the background sounds that you can. You know, hopefully you're in your home. If you're outside, that's fine. We'll work with you, but it could be problems. If there is kids.
Can I ask you a question?
No. You can't. Why can't I finish?
Can they use the microphone on their computers if they are calling in?
Well, we're not telling anybody they can't do anything. We ask them not to do these things. Yeah, if you're Skyping in on, Blog Talk on your computer, then obviously you can't pick up your computer and hold it to your face. Well, you could, but that would look pretty funny. So obviously that doesn't apply. Okay.
Okay. Just in case anybody was wondering.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just make it nice. Make it quiet. Whatever. I don't even know where the hell I was. Just make it quiet and nice, because when your calls come through here, there's a loss of quality. It's just natural. You're going through the cell phone world. That's not so bad when you're going cell phone, but you're going cell phone to Blog Talk or internet to our computers and not our computer speakers. And we can't tell how much of a loss there is. Sometimes it's pretty rough. So please do these things if you legally and safely can. All right, Facebookers, we will turn the readings to the Facebook folks occasionally. Can't give you a time, and you can't call in early to get in the queue because there is no queue. So we don't want anybody calling Facebook until we open the door and make a formal announcement. And then that two stipulations, you will be Facebook audio or video in your call to Deborah Lee on Facebook, not to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. And in order to do that, you've got to be friends with Deborah Lee. So most of you know that. Obviously, I say these spiels, and you folks that call in all the time are like, God, why doesn't he shut up? But we got to do that because there's new folks, and they don't know. So, and on that note, one more thing we will talk about. That is the sound of harps. Harps are kind of synonymous with angels playing harps. You know, it sounds like boring to me if I was up in heaven. But that means that your reading with Deborah has come to an end, because it's a free reading. It can't go on forever. We have other folks. And before we say goodbye to you, we're going to give you an angel card reading. And tonight, the musical angel card choice is the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card. They're pretty cool cards. Good messages. I'm not even an art guy. I'm good artwork. So if you like these kind of cards, Amazon. You can do it. I always put the box here in case you do want them. And now,
I would like to make a request, since Lady R is with us, and it is quite late where she's at in South Africa. Why don't we let her be the first to make a reading request today? If you would like to call in, I know you're on Messenger with me, Lady R. You may use Messenger. Call me through my portal, which I have right here with me, or you can simply type in your question. Anyway, we're waiting breathlessly to hear from her. Often it's too late for her to join us, and so I wanted to give her, you know, seat number one for her reading. And if she is maybe not with us, I guess, Jim, we could move on. It's hard to tell. Yeah.
All right. I got to do my maintenance now here, though, Deb.
Okay. Do your maintenance.
But just keep track of you. Keep track of who's calling, who's holding, and all that stuff. I missed one here.
Hope everyone has had a glorious day. Mine was actually pretty good.
Right.
Yeah, so I hope yours was too.
Caller number one, 630.
Here we go.
Gary Code's in Illinois, but.
Who?
But? Who? Hello?
But I'm not in Illinois.
Bada bing, bada bang.
Yes. Hello there, darling.
There
How
you
are
go.
You?
I'm great. How are you?
Actually, I'm kind of on fire tonight. I feel good. So how is Wisconsin treating you?
Girl on fire.
Yeah, well, I've lived in Wisconsin. Not much really moves around Wisconsin.
Depends on where you live in Wisconsin, though.
Yes,
too.
It was actually on the Michigan and Wisconsin border, somewhat near Green Bay. So anyway, tell us.
I mean, the thing is, it's safer than Illinois. I'm not going to buy a gun. I mean, like, I let spiders outside. I'm not going to kill somebody. I know they say, oh, but it, you know, but if somebody came to you and they had a gun, I just don't think I could do it. I just don't think, even if somebody was going to kill me, I seriously feel like I couldn't do it. I capture bugs and let them outside.
Yeah,
I just can't do it. It's just a safe zone for me right now.
That's what good military training is for, or you can go down to the, what do you call them? The places where you guys go with your guns, Jim.
The shooting range?
Yes.
The pistol range?
Yes. And it's mainly practice, but when it comes to losing your life, or if you have to protect lives of others, there is a good argument for it. But
no, I totally get it. Like, I would stab somebody because, like, I have knives everywhere. It's just, like, the gun thing. I feel like I would just get mad and shoot somebody's tires out.
No, I don't know if you really bring a knife to
I would
to
misuse my power.
You know,
yeah.
That's smart. If you don't feel that, if you feel that you would snap and do something you shouldn't, you would regret, then that is the wise thing not to have that.
I mean,
right.
I'm totally for guns, just not for me.
That's fine, yeah. And yeah, that's cool. See, that's somebody that it's not for her, but she's not going to be like, I don't want anybody to have them. So that's kind of cool.
Right.
That's
I'm
a good
glad,
attitude.
And I think that we need to, I don't want to turn this into a gun control
oh, God,
debate.
No, no, especially
no
when
but
you
we
reading.
Live where the 6-year-old child took his mother's gun to school a week or so ago and practically killed his teacher. She was in very rough shape medically. And, you know, when I grew up, you didn't touch the guns in the house. They were on the walls. They were in gun cases.
Unless you were allowed to.
They were.
If you're a teenager and you were hunting.
Or they were in a rack.
My dad had them at the table when we would eat dinner. He had them at the table on top of the refrigerator. But you just didn't touch them. Is exactly right. They were everywhere. My dad slept with a gun. He had to put it on his leg. He had the slings, everything. But it's just not for me. But the guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Yeah, and it's the idiot people. All right.
All right. Well, we'll keep this. We'll put a pin in it for another time. Because it's a good conversation.
Yeah, but it's a conversation that never ends.
What happened to the day of kids just using their fists on each other? And keeping it one-on-one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like that anymore.
No, well, not as much, but
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe it's the video games have desensitized
them. It's a million different things. You can't label one thing.
Many can't.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So today I basically gave the outline about, like, the whole murder thing because I cut everybody off because I'm like, I'm writing a book, I'm publishing the book, and I'm moving on, but... Now, the other day when you read for me, you told me I was going to do a female case. And so the question is the female case, did the lady already die or is she going to die? Because there's two people, an older lady or a younger lady. I'm kind of like working on both of those cases simultaneously. Is it the one that already died or is it the one that
is going to die? I lost my question. I'll look at the cards for you.
Yeah, I don't know what the question you would have. I mean, you were...
The question is the next case that I'm working on, is it the older lady or the younger lady? The older lady already died. The younger lady is next in line.
So the question...
Now, my question is, are these basically unsolved murders?
Well...
Where you're going to, you're going to... You're going to dig deeper, let's say, or are they, what are they? They're unsolved? Well,
I don't know yet because the the older lady that just died about 2 weeks ago. Okay, so basically, like, these are all people in the music industry. And, like, without, like, uncovering a bunch of information, like, on the radio. So an older lady passed away, like, 2 weeks ago. And the younger lady hasn't died yet. But you mentioned that I was going to be working on a female case. And I'm trying to figure out if it's the one that already died or the one that is going to die, because I'm working on both of them. The male's cases, I set that straight already earlier today. I'm going to wrap that book up in probably the next 5 days.
How do you work on a murder case where somebody hasn't died?
Because it follows the same protocol as the people who passed away. Because it's a serial killer situation. So Dahmer killed everybody and ate everybody and used the same method. It was just a different person. So it's kind of the same thing. Like, I'm working on a serial killer is what it is. And it just so happens to all be in the music industry. But I didn't know that when I first started. But I'm learning it now as I go along. I'm learning as I go along, too.
Your cards are telling me that there are certain parallels between these two women and that you should look for those. And this book could contain both stories. But you've got to find
I have that information. I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. No, you're right on.
Dahmer was from Wisconsin.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Milwaukee.
Yep, good old Wisconsin.
Okay.
And wasn't
what?
John Casey?
Who's John Casey?
Very
Chicago.
Famous. Chicago. He was Illinois. But didn't they arrest him in Wisconsin? He had a basement full of
No, it was in Chicago. I thought his house was in Chicago.
I thought it was Wisconsin.
He was the clown.
Well, they called him the clown. That was one of the things he did was the clown thing. Anyway, back to her reading.
Okay, I want to tell you, you should try to circulate, on which you're probably planning, because I see right here that you should send a pitch to different publishing places, you know, about this enterprise that you are going to undertake. I see that you could get a very nice advance and that they would end up being very, very pleased that they, sign you on, because it will be a very strongly, how can I put this? It's got strong potential to become a bestseller. Okay?
Ooh.
Yeah. That's what the cards are saying. So just a little
quick. Is the younger girl going to end up dying?
What is she doing right now?
She's a sitting duck. And I'm worried about that. And I put kind of some alerts out earlier today, but my biggest concern is the younger girl going to be the one I'm reporting on? I'm worried about it. I mean, I'll do the case, but I'm worried about the younger girl.
Is she in captivity? What's the story?
I think she's yet to be a
victim.
Sort
of. She's yet to be a victim. They're preying on her.
Yeah, she doesn't. This is the next person.
Well, you've got some inside information, it seems like, don't you?
But I don't have it all. That's why I'm calling you.
I'm afraid you're right. She's a dead duck. It's, you know, she was a sitting duck, and I think she's going to be a dead duck.
Well, you know, if they sit, they die.
Yeah, and
of course, if they fly, they get blown away with a shotgun by the hunters, but, you know.
You know, people get dead for all kinds of reasons. So,
they do indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right.
So I want you to know, you're going to put this, all I can see about her is you getting the news that now her life has been taken.
So you can't say that her next thing she's going after is the yet the new to be or the one that's already passed?
I just, all I can see is that she's to tie them both together.
Hmm.
Okay. So give that some thought.
Yeah, it might, that might take a long time to do that. But yeah, you know how it is. You know, those things are not easy. Everybody would solve them if they were easy.
Well, I'm not saying they're identical cases, but they have similarities, or there are red flags, things that you can work on regarding that. To find what the connection is, I'm just saying what the cards are telling me is this is your successful path. And I never thought that they would say that, but there it is. So.
Thank you.
How's your sister doing?
My sister, I don't talk to any of them.
Remember, yeah, she's done with them.
Well, I wanted to mention to you, she's front and center here.
Sold
and
the
she's
mansion.
Going through some big changes in her life. So.
Which one? I have two sisters. The one that sold the mansion?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her life is going to be a series of feast and famine for her. And a lot of it has to do with her, she's got a lack of generosity in her. You know, she's like a money hoarder, and you know what I mean.
What goes around comes around.
Yeah, so, yeah. So, Jimmy, you better watch out.
I know. It's just kind of weird because it's like, you know, like when you want somebody to, like, karma to visit their house, but then when you see karma visit their house, it doesn't feel good.
Right.
And that's why I gave up on revenge a long time ago because I'm like,
no,
it doesn't.
Yeah, that'll boomerang back on you.
Right, right.
You know, it's kind of like COVID. You know, you get too close to that, you're going to get it too. So, you know, I would not wish her, you know, anything negative
in all right.
her life.
Archangel
you.
Sword
yeah.
of Light Oracle card.
Thank you.
Subject is, it's time to play.
Oh.
You're working too hard and worrying about everything. Seek out joyous experiences to bring balance into your life.
Like, go outside and make snow angels.
And maybe make sure you get some downtime from really
yeah.
deep, heavy stuff, is what I guess.
Yeah.
And that gives you balance.
Okay.
Light yeah. a whole bunch of candles and take
whatever,
a bath.
Whatever your decompressing thing is, like the yeah. star work on the show, like somebody playing with a dog with a frisbee or something, just whatever brings you joy and it just makes you totally forget about anything else for a little while and you're happy. If not that you're not happy all the
thank
time.
You.
But yeah.
Thank you, hon. I'm glad you called.
Thank you for holding and being
a
caller.
Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate the both of you so much.
Thank you. We love hearing
well,
from you.
Well, and we appreciate you folks too, especially the regulars. You make the show.
You do. You do. So I
all
wonder
right, well, thank you so
where
much.
We're going next. Are we going?
520. Uh-oh. It's 520.
It is Lisa.
Yes? Oh,
I'm sorry that I had you on mute. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lisa, I'm home.
Hello, I don't think it works that well with a head earbuds. Let me take them off, and I'll put you on speaker. I think that works better, doesn't it?
Loud.
We'll try speaker. Sometimes the best is the old school of sticking that phone right to your face, but let's see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. This is the lowdown, you lovely stupid.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. She was only halfway through her trip yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, my God, the lowdown. You want the lowdown? He just walked out of the apartment because he was fixing something. We were together and fixing things. And then I told him, your smile melts all the wax in the world. All the candle wax. He's got the most beautiful smile.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Well, it's a good thing you specified candle wax because we don't care about earwax or anything like that.
Ew. And then backing up, what did we do? Okay, so I'm trying to backtrack here. After I talked to you guys with your coaching, I got back in the car, and he said, how did your meeting go? I said, that looks great. And so then we're driving, and then he's playing a song. He says, I've got a song for you. And it was Janet Jackson, Nasty Girls. And so he was playing in the car. And so we're making jokes. And then somehow, some way, we got around to, I said, you really hurt my feelings today. And then I broke it down to him. And he said, but you told me I was a free agent. You told me you were a free agent. And then so I said, well, you know, everything's confusing right now. But so anyway, by the time we got to our destination, which was home, we were all fine. We're going to do another trip next week. And so then we just had a meeting in the laundry room. And that was a couple hours ago. And so I said, you know what? I have to break it down to you why I went full throttle on the talk that I was doing, like bathroom, my name is there, and squirting hot dogs and all that. I said, because you were telling me, where I was in the car with you, I was enjoying the start of the trip, and I knew I was coming on to him. I knew that. But I've told him in the past, you know, I do it because you're not available. And that's Freudian slip. You're available, but no, you're not really available. So anyway, then I said, I went full throttle because I was upset. You ruined the trip for me, and that's just my stuff. When I said, you know, I feel comfortable in coming on to you because you're not, and I didn't say the words out loud. I kind of mouthed them, like, you're not really available, you know. And so then, and I said, you gave me the little speech when we were in the car about you're more into what's behind between people's ears, and I said, that pissed me off. And so as we get to the landing point, we're walking around, and I broke it down to him. I said, and then he's saying, well, I thought you told me we were free agents. And so I was explaining to him, I said, that's why I went full throttle when we went to the diner place. And I was saying, you know, put my name on the bathroom wall. I said, I don't do any of that. I told him, so what did the card say, Deb? What did the card say? I'm
sorry. Oh, I can't wait. But I got to ask you, if he said, I thought we were free agents, and he's hitting on some other girl, what does that tell you? What message is that?
You know what it tells me is...
didn't the rest of you pick up on that?
Like, what you said yesterday was trying to make me jealous. I don't want to excuse his behavior, but I did tell him today when we were talking in the laundry room, I said, I don't cheat. I was in a 23-year relationship. I'm very faithful, and that means every to me. So I did make that statement very clearly.
Well, you guys are really dancing around this whole thing, aren't you? Boy, oh
well,
boy.
We're supposed to spend,
if this was a movie, I'd be in the theater saying, do it already.
International shout out to Marie from England.
Marie.
A little bit blade there, sorry, Marie.
For those of you that might have been Grey Anatomy, it might still be Grey's Anatomy fans, this is like, what was his name? McDreamy? No. Yeah, McDreamy.
Oh,
and,
I don't think that was the real name, though, was it?
No, but that's what he was known by on the show.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. He was one of the doctors, and the female doctor. I thought I was going to end up having a set of blue balls, and I don't even have blue balls to make blue, but I couldn't make these two. Just kept going around and around my
round and round.
There goes my ring light.
That,
yeah.
That is this thing that they call fiction
on
Grey's Anatomy. So the problem with you chicks is you watch all this fiction crap, and then it destroys your brain, and then you expect real life to be just like all the stuff you watch.
You know what, though?
Why can't Harry meet Sally in my life?
Art imitates life. And what we're looking at
And
is,
you know what? This is
Grey's
the other thing, this is the other thing. He keeps asking me. He was asking me the other day, and he does this. He says, where are you moving? Where are you going? Do you know where you're going? You know, in the loose ends. And I said, I have no idea. And today I basically broke it down to him. I said, you know, I just roll with it, and I am getting a feeling that it's time for me, and I will go wherever it's, you know, whatever happens, I said. So because he keeps telling me now, he says, well, I don't know where I'm going. He said, the both of us don't know where we're going. And so, you know, when our lease is in.
More ways than one.
That's why it's so
great. Jim said, that's why some people drink. And people that drink, I think, get laid a lot more than other people.
Now, really? You mean that, like, probably, I don't know, at least a good third of the population is alcohol-induced?
Yeah.
Shocking, utterly shocking. And I think I'm underestimating it, but I'm trying to be fair.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I wish I could take a picture and show this to all of you. He is really focused on the threat you've made to move. I'm going to tell y'all right now, you're going to have your first card reading lesson. And Lisa, I will describe for you since you're not on Facebook. This is under what she doesn't expect will happen. What we have here, and I wanted to know, how is the neighbor guy, the gay neighbor guy, feeling about her? This card here, Nine of Spades, this is a card of anguish. It's a card of deep pain. It's like the deepest, the spades are degrees of painful emotion. This is the heaviest one. Next to it is the Nine of Hearts, which is the card that gives us the answer in readings. And next to that is the card of, well, it's called, the marriage card, but it also just means unity. Commitment.
That word has a lot of meanings, not just the divorce court meaning.
No, it has nothing to do. Oh, no, right. It can be them making a commitment.
It's used in describing weld engineering, the marriage of the metals. You know.
Yeah, but I don't do engineering with my cards. So this is basically.
Maybe perhaps you should.
This is the card that says those two are going to be together. And right now that angel.
Yes.
Okay, go on. Go ahead.
No, I'm just breathing hard. I'm holding my breath and I'm saying, yes. I see him. Every time I see him, I'm a goner. Deeper and deeper.
No. Do you get a sense from him? I mean, does he act nervous? Are his hands sweaty? You know,
the way he looks at me and the way he stands close to me and the way he talks to me and the way he looks at me and the way he looks at me and the way he looks at me.
You are privy, all of you are privy right now to a very, this would be a confidential conversation between two women. And that's when the plotting begins.
And it would be so unique, like these conversations never happen between two women.
No, they happen all the time, but you guys don't get to be part of them.
And that's because we are sane and don't want to go insane. We don't want to be part of that frickin' nightmare.
Then why aren't you all gay instead of bothering with us?
Because.
Oh, God. They have plastic ones now. They're made out of really nice, like, latex and, you know.
Yeah. And you know what? If they were that great, the world population would be dropping off the cliff right now.
We would just go buy sperm, and we could do that.
Oh, you wouldn't be able to, because if it came in a high demand, we'd be selling it for outrageous prices.
There's always college kids who need $500.
But they would get
plastic. I know the other day, Deb, you said, many times can I say the love word? Tell you guys how much I love them, because I was saying it 50 million times. I can sit here right now and tell you that 50 million times. I just love this guy. I love
Why
him,
did
love
you
him,
choose the
him.
Number 69?
For what?
I didn't say 69. I said 60 million sure. times.
Oh, I thought
or maybe 50 million
times.
Or maybe I did say 69.
Oh, Freudian slip.
Yeah, yeah, so. Lisa, why
I'll
don't
take
you
it.
Ask him?
Certainly.
I mean, call him on the carpet and say.
So to speak.
Yeah, say, wait a minute. If you are, what was the word you used that you both were unencumbered? Or what's the word? You're not, they were free.
Rolling with it. Just
no,
rolling with it.
You guys were like available or something.
Yeah, whatever the word was. I think you need to pick a bone with him over this girl in the woods, that if anybody's going to be first in place, it would be you.
And oh, you know what? He always does this, like when we spent Christmas Day, and I even brought Christmas Day up today, but when we spent Christmas Day and I went and ate the cold tater tot casserole on the mountaintop thinking, what the hell went on? And so he, when we're on our way home yesterday, and I said, and you mentioned Kim a million times, and he's breaking it down, and I said, I don't want to hear that. Why are you doing that in front of me? And then he said, wait a minute, you said we were both free agents. I said, well, you know I'm very jealous. And then the other thing he said, what did he say? I said, well, what about that person at the trail? I said, I went to the car and I was waiting for you. You had to go to the bathroom. And then he starts telling me what they were talking about. I said, don't even tell me what you were talking about. You don't have to do that. So he knows. He's getting a clue of who I am. And I told him today, I said, I do not cheat. When I'm in a relationship, I was in that 23-year relationship. I did not cheat. And I told him that very clearly.
I'm having trouble drawing a line from him talking to him and cheating. But, yeah. You know what? There are so many tactics, Lisa, that you can use.
It's okay to be, he was doing it all of a sudden after I said we were free agents. He was pissed when we got out of the car. I could tell, you know, I said, we're both free agents when we arrived and I told him today, I said, we started out fine, but then you gave me the little talk. I know I was coming on to you about how you're more interested in what's between the ears. I said, I'm so sick of that fucking talk. I don't want to hear that anymore. I know what the boundaries are. Not really, but yeah. And so then when we got out to the state park, I was really pissed. And I said, we are free agents. You do what you want to do. I'll do what I want to do. And then we got out, and then we were fine until we got back in the car. And he's going, Kim this, Kim that, Kim this. I should call Kim. And so I brought it up to him. We're going home. I said, why did you do that? I don't mind. I'm not obsessive. I mean, we can pick up opposite gender.
But I think you both are very obsessive in this relationship because they just keep going round and around. It's like a mountain between them. Instead, they need to go up the mountain, you know, and continue on from there.
If somebody asked me right now,
yeah,
to define the relationship, I can't define it.
Mm-mm.
I don't know how to define it. You guys haven't, there's no commitment. You haven't sealed any deals. You know,
isn't that what dating's all about? I mean, you don't.
But you guys haven't even officially agreed that you're dating. You haven't done that.
No, but maybe we're entering. Maybe this is an intro.
I think they're finding their way into it.
I've
yeah.
never heard of preseason yeah. dating, but okay.
What you've never heard of what?
Pre-season.
I've never heard of pre-dating.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, he's coming from where he's coming from. I don't want to scare the dude, and I don't. I have decided that this would be okay.
He's scared because she has threatened to move away.
And if that really mattered, he'd drop his drawers and have sex.
Well, I think Lisa needs to be the one to initiate the throwdown.
Well, but do they have to, like, simultaneously get naked together so no one person does it first?
No, but maybe she could get really brazen. Don't men like to be, what's the word? Have it.
Conquer?
Yeah.
With all the damn hitting and signals and seductive things she's done, any other guy on earth would have already gone down that road. Every other single human on the freaking planet would have done that.
This is a person. I'm not trying to make excuses. I mean, eventually, you know, it has to go one or the other way. But this is a person that on board with, you know, hey, I'm swing this way. And, you know, I mean, now it's like going a different way. We're spending all day Saturday together. We're spending all day. He wanted to spend tomorrow together. And I said, no, I've got to do such and such on a project. And then we've got another trip planned for next week. I mean, we're really, you know, clicking along, I think. And I don't think we're leading each other.
Well, he's flirting with women. Not there wasn't some gay dude in the woods, you know, that he stood there and talked to.
Because maybe
these are
just one didn't come along.
I think they're all subliminal messages for you, Lisa. I'm looking at the camera like you're sitting here. Yes, I think they're all for you. Because, you know, things we say to guys that are first getting to like us or love us, I think we can can be misrepresented. And I think they go like, oh, hell, she's not worth all this trouble, you know, because they've misinterpreted. One day you're flirting with him, and this is not an accusation. It's just an observation. The next day you're deleting his phone number and, you know, telling him you're going to move. I think it might be hard for him to follow, too. You know?
We did talk in the
I would have gotten a hotel room on the way home from that trip yesterday with all the signals she put out. I would have been finding the nearest hotel.
In the laundry room today, and I made it very clear this is who I am, and he was still very, you know, felt very physically close. I don't expect him because, you know, I mean, this is a guy that introduced himself in this way, you know, who he was. I'm not trying to defend him. It just feels okay to me right now. The reason I'll delete his phone number in the past is because he becomes, I don't know, you know, whatever reason I did it, I forget.
That's right. She is Lisa the deleter.
Think about all the classic movies. Black and white.
Talk about movies.
No, I want to tell her there were lots of clues in there what women can do that no words are attached. Like straighten his collar while he's talking to you, or picking imaginary lint off of his shirt. These are all little cues.
I love it.
She's already done
how about today when we were over at the project house and we were getting stuff, and I said, how about, you know, your smile really melts all the candle wax in the world, or whatever I said.
And he compliments her too.
Yeah, he does.
Oh my Lord. Guys, come on. All those signals, that's Bang City. All the guys that are out there. We got a lot of Blog Talk guys out there. Although you're driving, you spend the entire day, and it's not a brand new business. This is somebody you've known for a little while, and you get all these signals. That is like, holy crap, I don't even want to wait to get home.
Okay.
Let's get a hotel.
Let me bring this back to the card reading theory and all of that. Love is a strength. When you share love with somebody else, it should be about this is a gift I'm giving you with no strings attached. Too many of us think it's such a weakness. I was raised that love was a weakness, even toward family or, you know, friends, boyfriends, all that stuff. I was terrified to ever express my feelings because I had been taught that it was so weak. But if you can feel strong in your love for this man, what a beautiful, and I know you tell them you love them all the time.
Yeah, but that doesn't faze anybody.
But what if you practice it?
She tells them she loves them. She basically dangles her panties in front of them.
Maybe
I'm not saying anything. She's doing the right thing. She's giving all the right signals that she should do.
But maybe their intimacy is intended for a higher level.
What kind of level is that? On another goddamn planet?
Well, he said he's interested in what's between the ears.
No, he said she was too.
I thought it was him.
Didn't he say you were too interested in what's between the ears?
I said it's him.
But you know what? No, he said that. But you know what?
He said that.
I think, I truly believe he's coming along. And if he isn't, then I just kick the shit out of the whole shebang and move on.
I don't know why Jim wants to keep him gay. I don't.
I don't want to keep him gay. I am a guy. I've known a ton of guys working on two aircraft carriers, been in the Navy, working a shipyard with 30-some thousand guys. I have never heard of any shit like this from a guy that didn't seal that deal, ever. With all the things she's doing everything in her power. I would feel, actually, I would be ashamed. I wouldn't even want to look in the mirror if I didn't take her
bait. Remember.
I would feel bad. I would turn in my man card, and I want to burn, never give it back
to
me.
We live in a community out here.
I don't want it back.
That is fast and loose. And I don't know what England or Scotland or any Canada is like, but this place is fast and loose.
They didn't just meet.
No, but they're working on establishing their own sense.
Yeah.
I feel like Dr. Ruth right now. Their own sense of intimacy that supersedes what's in their pants.
I feel all
right
this
now.
Back and forth also might be building a damn wall.
And he might be learning something about what love really is.
Yeah.
Where it's not playing ride the cowboy in a hotel room somewhere.
I can't compete. I'm outnumbered here.
Well, Mike is different for you.
I'm talking to the guys out there. I can't get. I'm outnumbered. I don't have a Lifetime T-shirt. Like I love Lifetime Movies Network so much. I watch all that shit.
Well, his way, it's the seduction of you, Lisa. But he's kind of going about it a little half-assed in the sense that I don't think he really knows how to. But his heart is with you. And you scare him when you tell him. Think of how often people are traumatized because somebody threatens to abandon them. Could even be, as my mother used to do this, well, if you and your sister are not going to behave, I'm leaving. And she put her coat on him. We would get hysterical over that. So later in life, that carried over into a real sense of fearing abandonment.
And what a guy will do is he will go to the sex level, but he won't take it to the heart level. That's how he copes with that fear.
Maybe that's why this man isn't on that same path as the rest of you. I think
what path is he on, Dan?
I think he was hiding out as a gay man because it was easier, it was more casual, there was,
You know, Deb, I think I'm agreeing with I hear the stories he tells me. We share a lot. We never stop talking when we're together. And it's very comfortable, whatever he's saying. And I feel, the same when I'm sharing stuff with him. And he tells me about that stuff, the past dalliances or dalliances or however you say that.
Sure.
So I think I'm agreeing with you, Deb. And
he trusts you. But when you threaten that abandonment, he goes ape shit crazy. So I would say try to stop doing that.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to say it anymore. Ever. Ever. Ever.
Okay, good.
Ever. 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 Taylor Swift.
Ever. Yeah, we are never, ever,
ever,
ever getting back together.
We're doing a little Taylor Swift today. Yeah, you got your little Taylor Swift there.
She's my home girl. Anyway, you are bringing him step by step. And let me tell you, I would not set you up for a big heartbreak with these cards. I would not.
Thank you.
I promise you. Now I have
back up.
What?
You should never say I promise you.
What?
Because you always tell everybody that future changes on those cards.
Don't
go play the lottery.
I'm just saying in reference to her right now with the reading in
right
front of
now.
Me.
Right now.
Yeah, okay. So if I were to see that he's doing some hanky-panky, I would tell you. But I really think the man is desperately in love with you, and it scares him.
Oh, I'm desperately in love with him.
That's the conversation that has yet to, take place. It's not about tearing your clothes off,
No, it isn't. No. And he took a phone call when we were together from his very best boyhood friend, who's now his grown-up friend. He breaks it down to me about this, the meaning of this friendship. He took a phone call with me, and we were driving along, and he was talking to his friend about such and such, and I was really felt very honored that he would do that he trusts me like that, because I've been counseling him on how not to share so much. Some stuff he'll share, and I get really nervous, and I've told him about that, I don't know. You know, he landed here. He's been here 6 months, so he's reestablishing himself. And so, you know, you got to do things like with doctors and financial institutions and that kind of thing. And he says, well, I trust you. And I said, don't even tell me. Don't even tell me. I said, you can't do that. And so I just love him. I said, you're a babe out of the woods. And I don't think he really is. He's a tough guy. He's a tough dude. Oh, he's tough. But
well, see, there's so many. It's like a relationship filled with dichotomies between the two of you. But you can work together to overcome that. And I am team Lisa and Dee. That's where I am. I want to see this turn into something for you too, because I really feel such a strong soulmate connection here between the two of you, that time, space, dimension, it supersedes all. It's like when you read in the Bible, Corinthians, about what love is.
We're going to the Bible now. Oh, my God, we're going to the damn Bible. Goodbye, Lifetime.
Do not cuss
Goodbye,
the Bible.
Lifetime channel.
Don't cuss the Bible.
I'm all sorry, right. Sister Debbie.
You don't know who might be listening.
Hey, I'm good. I'm good with a man upstairs.
And I've got an interesting thing to put in here for you, Missy Lisa. There's a female around you that's pretty hot to trot for your form. She's warm for your form. Oh, yes.
I'm all hot trot on the stickly dickly, which I know we're going to get to that with D. I know it.
I will say, yes.
I wouldn't have that much faith.
The thing is, we women in hitting on each other are more subtle, I think, than guys like Jim. Jim's like the, you know, Dodge City or the Old West, you know, dragging that chick upstairs.
Nope.
Of the saloon.
Nope. But if I am pretty comfortable with somebody and I've spent a lot of time with them, we spend days and days together, she shows me a lot of signs, that door is open.
And what if she were to say, but I'd like to wait until...
But she didn't say that.
No. Well, I think they're getting closer to the...
To what?
To the moment.
Then it might be a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and they never do it again.
Oh, by that time, they're both going to be so into each other.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Harry met Sally. You've got mail. There it is. All the movies wrapped up in one.
I happen to think that was a very beautiful movie.
Oh, of course you did. Of course.
It's a chick flick.
Yeah, don't say.
Yeah. Listen to her cackle. God, I love her laugh. Well, Lisa, I really want to say I feel from your card. He feels he is getting ready. He's almost ready.
What is he doing? Is he pumping up his tires? How is he getting ready? What is he doing? Is he waxing his weenie? What's he doing?
What, like it's a surfboard?
Well, that's what I'm asking. How is he getting ready, Deb?
Oh,
getting ready on an emotional level, and that
for
can...
a sexual act.
No, I think for a love relationship.
Oh yes.
Something he may have never really known the true depth.
Okay,
of.
All right.
Okay.
I'm just saying, regardless of that.
Hey, he knows the signals you're sending out, Lisa. If this man was, dyed in the wool gay, he'd be backing off because. He would, you know.
And listen.
Some gay men say that women's bodies sicken them, so he wouldn't want to be.
Sure.
Around.
Well, you know, they don't
and
all
you know
say
what?
What?
When he calls me baby, it's like dripping maple syrup in his words. I just love, especially the baby part. Okay. Oh, yeah.
She might have some glasses on where she's not going to see a lot of things.
Do you call him baby? Hey, baby.
I haven't so far, but I did tell him the thing about his smile. That was big for me.
Did he smile?
And, oh, are you kidding? He lit up like a Christmas tree. And he turned around and he stared at me. And I said, you know, what I said to him. And then he gave me another smile. And we just stared there looking at each other. And I just, I mean, I...
I have to tell the guys listening, got to tell them, this is a contact high, what they're going through for the rest of us women. If she was surrounded by females, they'd all be going, oh, that is so sweet.
Isn't that sweet?
Sweet on the eye from her story.
And that was after I told him, you know, what I told him about yesterday, breaking it down. I'm not crazy, insane, like Fatal Attractions. I'm not like that, but I didn't like what happened. And I told him that on the way home. And then I broke it down again, more detail, the base of it. And I said, look, I'm not that type of person that puts my name on men's bathroom walls. I don't do that.
Well, you use that as a reference.
And I said, because I was really pissed off, and then I broke down the bullet points of why I was pissed off, what got me on that track, and we're free agents. And he just listened to me. You know, he listened, and he started to say something, and I said, time out, let me finish. And so then, yeah, okay, and then we went on to some other stuff. And then I said, you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll move wherever it feels right and it feels good. When it happens, it'll be the right time. And, you know, in the meantime, I'm just focused on, you know, a step at a time, because I'm really overwhelmed. I truly am about what I'm needing to do right now, my work. And he knows that. I keep telling him that. And so I'm just so grateful to have him. I'm so grateful.
Now, why can't you use the terminology that you've already exchanged, the two of you, about being, air quotes, free agents? What if you very gently ask him, don't make me lose the train of thought here, Jim. Why can't you very sweetly ask him, do you think we might be able to stop being free agents? Put a foot in the water.
As far as I'm concerned, he knows what my trigger points are. And we better damn well be not free agents, because we're going together to a public setting on Saturday that we know some people mutually, and I want to be comfortable. I told him about Christmas Day. I also talked to him about Christmas Day today. I said, that woman is not my friend anymore, because I said, I was letting you two, I wanted to leave, and you guys were going in on it. Conversation, whatever. I was willing to leave and let you have, and he's trying to defend it and say, well, I was just doing. I said, you don't have to tell me about it. I don't want to hear it, really. But so he knows what my trigger points are. And if I see Saturday that he, no, I just don't suspect that it's going
to
happen again.
Then yes, you need to have the talk before then. And, you know, get this off the table.
Just because you spend days together and stuff, if you don't actually, almost like legally, if it's, I'm a boyfriend, you're a girlfriend, we are exclusive and there's no other people, then you can't expect him, then you're expecting too much if you don't nail that down.
I think you couldn't nail it.
Oh, look at other people.
He didn't let you get pissed off and he talked to a chicken and trail.
Yeah, so don't. Well, I think you need to establish where we are.
There is no well because you did not establish mutual exclusive activity.
I personally think it's time for the talk.
You know that down or the guy's not responsible.
Does anybody out there think so?
I'm a guy.
Joe has been here. You know what? Guys in the chat, in the Facebook.
Mike and Joe are talking to each other now.
Okay.
Welcome, Joe. I didn't get a chance. International shout out to Joe.
And if either any of you that are, say, with us, type in there what you think of this. And I'll go through the chat log later. And I'll pass it on to Lisa. Okay.
You might not want to pass it all along.
Why? Is it bad?
No.
Oh. All right. Anyway, give her a card.
Yes. Oh, here it is.
Yes.
The Sound of the Harps. The Archangel Michael Sortilite Oracle card. Subject is, someone new is coming. An important new relationship is on the horizon. Open your mind and heart so that happiness can enter your life.
I always did feel that somebody else would come along who's going to be the catalyst between you and Dean.
That was the first card I pulled after I shuffled it.
Sometimes it takes an outside third party that's going to bring the two people together.
It has to be that, right?
No, but there's going to be, she and I are on the same wavelength.
Oh, you are. You're on that chick wavelength.
They're heading to a place, it's like from a song, to a place
they've never known.
Yeah, to a place they've never known before together.
So, well, to sum up the show, folks, we went from songs to lifetime. Even went to the Bible. Only thing we didn't do, tune in for the next show, and we're going to pull up the Dead Sea Scrolls to see what they have to say about this.
You know, I will tell you all very honestly that if guys spent more time watching chick flicks instead of changing out transmissions and crap while they're, you know, growing to be men, they would know what we want.
And we'd have to knit ourselves some skirts.
Oh, see? See, you think, look at where he's at. This is Neanderthal man right here.
And guess what happened? Neanderthal man and his women kept the earth populated. So somehow that worked out. Somehow that all worked out. The guy being the caveman. I hunt, you cook. Somehow that worked out. And we are a big, giant planet full of people now.
Well, I think men would do better with women if they knew what we really want. Some of us want the flowers and, you know, all of the frills. Some of us would rather have somebody to talk to.
Yep.
Some of us would like a big, strong man to protect us. But you got to figure out what the hell does she want?
The problem is 75% of women have no clue what you want. That's the problem.
But that's what you guys have to figure out.
I've already figured out that 75% of women don't know what you want.
So then
I figured it out. This is the secret.
This is all about discovery. And if we're not good with the discovery of what's going on between us, I'm in it. I'm enjoying it. I mean, today, anyway. Not yesterday. I was pissed off. But then when we arrived home, I was feeling better. A little bit better, maybe. Not too much better, but a little bit.
Did that deliberately, you know.
Did what?
Stayed on the trail with that chick because he knew it was really ticking her off.
He did that.
You know, and I agree with you, Deb.
More credit, Deb,
than
I think
he did. He got in his car with a huge fucking wide-ass smile on his face, and I didn't say anything. And then we drove to the latrines, and then I said, I didn't think you were ever coming back. And, yeah, whatever. He did whatever.
Well, okay, I just want to make sure she actually called it a latrine. I didn't know she was in the Army. I've never heard anybody call that a latrine that was not in the Army. I'm sorry. I haven't been.
My dad was. My dad was.
That's cool. I was wondering. That's not a common term. I like it, though. That's awesome.
And, you know what? He brings out stuff inside of me that I haven't heard or said in years. And I say things now, and I said, do you know what that means? And he says, yeah, he sure does. And, you know, it's because he – well, I'm – my dad was in the military.
Aw, that's
and he's blue collar. You know, he's blue collar. So
I have a feeling she knows how to do that.
Oh, but maybe he knows it better.
I don't know.
We're not sharing that with you guys. We're not sharing that.
He's talking about speaking into the microphone.
What? You didn't have to share that, did
you? That's in code.
You didn't have to share that.
Well, you know what?
I wanted to. I wanted to leave.
If you're going to share it, then I'm going to say it without masking.
After I went full throttle yesterday at the diner and I was saying, yeah, I like hot dogs that squirt, I was, you know, going, he understands that I know the arena of playtime.
And he might know his way around a sausage a lot better than you do, believe it or not.
Well, then he can direct me.
He can teach her.
And he could.
A little more to the left.
Didn't I just say that? I typed it up exactly that thing.
Women can be taught.
I actually suggested, you know, he probably could teach her how to more than, you know.
And I can also be the teacher as well.
You could teach him something that he is probably, you know,
exactly.
like Stranger in a strange land.
Yeah, he probably hasn't. He probably has not eaten many a Whisker biscuit. He might not have had that on his plate very often. I don't know. I don't know, but he may have. We don't know, right?
Oh, that's funny.
We don't know his past.
She said he had an affair.
She only knows what he has said too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we both are trusting each other, and he has said over and over again, "Trust me, everything to him." That's what he has said.
But because you lower the number, some people don't feel like they're lying.
I guess, right.
To say that I've only been with a few women and that maybe he's had some more women. We don't know.
I'm just going to tell you, though. I almost said Cho. Sorry, Cho.
Cho is here.
I wasn't really speaking.
Cho says women love a home-cooked dinner.
Women, and we do.
Yes.
Especially if you sprinkle lots of love on it.
Oh, dear God, Jesus.
So I was trying to say, wait, now I see you stole it from me. Damn, Jim.
I did not steal a damn thing.
Oh, well,
don't blame me. Hey, you have CRS. Admit it. We both are suffering CRS. It's can't remember shit. We both are suffering from that. Nobody has a cure for it. You know, we just got to deal with it.
Yeah, and it was a good comment, too, but I guess it wasn't important then.
You know what? Tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And don't worry, folks. We're the show's not any. I'm mentioning to everybody that tomorrow is Friday, same time, but it'll be Rebel Cards. No more little angels playing harps and stuff like that. So, and I have a feeling Lisa's probably going to have a lot more new things to tell us about Friday.
I know.
I bet you are.
And you better get that locked down before he turns into the butterfly at the Saturday event.
Whatever. What do you have no plans for Friday? Or are you just taking care of your stuff or what?
Yeah, I have a whole day of stuff I need. I'm committed. He did want to do something on Friday, but I just have stuff. And then I would assume we're going to contact each other some way, somehow, you know, just
in
the afternoon.
Yeah, you're right. But you get busy doing your stuff because he's got stuff to do. You know, life goes on. You have to do your life stuff. It doesn't matter how much in love or not in love or half in love you are. You still got those life things that have to happen.
The people waiting for us. I want you to know that Lisa is an official correspondent of our show. She comes to us from Arizona.
She represents the southwest portion of the United States.
We are working together on what really should turn into a sitcom because it's got so many elements to it that we, as she moves forward along the path with a man who thought he was gay.
But you keep talking past tense. Don't freaking put the cart before the horse.
He did say to Lisa, how did he word that, Lisa, when he said, I wonder what made me think I was gay?
Yes.
That was the title of a new chapter.
Well, you want to pretend we're in court having arguments? My argument is... Why hasn't he took her panties off yet when she's given 500,000 signals that she's desiring? She's begging for it.
All right, but
in an awesome relationship way that you want. That's what you want when you go with somebody you've known them for a week, 2 months.
Have them panting in your shadow.
Well, but when they give you that signal, that is like a really good thing. It's not like a one-night stand. It's like, wow, we got something. She's giving me these signals. We're going there now.
Well, I guess
I'm not talking one-night stand stuff at all.
No, it's
got to
be in their own way and time. But you are actually moving toward that.
No, he did tell me earlier before we got on to, I don't know, what our recent breakup was over. I forget what happened. Some division or something happened. And prior to that, you were seeing, oh, yeah, they're going to get to bed. And I thought, oh, yeah, okay, it's going to happen. And then something happened. I forget what it was. But anyway, days before that, he was saying, you know, I really question why I chose to be gay. Did I have low self-esteem? That kind of thing.
Do you guys see it? This isn't a true blue gay man.
Yeah, well, has he sunk the pink yet? Nope. So he's still a card-carrying gay man. He still is. He's got his card. He's got his gay card. I'm not saying yes or no, one's better than the other, but that is what he has chosen, and he has decided not to change, Deb.
Well, we'll have to see.
We will. You're right. I will concede to that.
Here's the context of so many people think they are diehard Republicans. They're never going to be a Democrat. And by God, if they go to some kind of rally, guess what? They decide to become a Democrat.
Yeah, one out of 450,000.
Oh, my God, you guys. When we were talking just now, I just sent him an invitation to go do something that we've been kind of throwing the idea around not too often. And he said, let's do it tonight at 8 o'clock. So we're going to get in the car.
Yay!
And we're going to drive out to an overlook. And, oh, my God. Oh,
they're going where? You.
It's an overlook.
This is
it's an overlook. You know what an overlook is when you when you
lover's lane kind of thing. It's orgasm.
Well, almost. This particular overlook, there's a lot of traffic, but still, it's still bonding time. Why would you
do what you did to him before? Put a kiss on his hand. That is really
That worked great.
It worked just fine.
That worked great, boy. Those were just flying off like it was a cartoon.
If I was a guy, that would just melt my soul. If I was a man.
Yes, and it didn't.
Well, they had a fight right after that.
After, but not during or before.
You know what this is showing me? As a love doctor person, it's showing me you two are already proving how strong your relationship is. As I've told you and many others before, it scares the hell out of me when a couple comes to me, is like in my office, and they'll say, we're so proud. We've been together 5 years and never had one single argument. And I look at them and think, you have no idea if this relationship has any strength to it at all. But those that have their arguments, and you two, look at you, patch things up. He makes the first move, or you do, and that is showing me, at least, that there's a lot of resiliency and strength and bonding.
Okay. He just changed his mind because he said it's getting down to really cold tonight. It's like down to, he's got some stuff going on with him that
are you
he,
going
the cold,
in a convertible?
They're not doing it, just change their mind.
No, because it's too cold. It's getting down to like way down temperature
initially,
line.
Initially he did accept.
You know,
so
this is like a customer case. You look at the first sign where that's the greatest thing ever, and then now this you're like, oh, that's okay. It's like, how does that work, Deb?
Well, you can't get heartbroken that the guy thinks it's too cold. He has health issues.
But you can go and plan a wedding when you hear that he wanted to go out, though, just a few minutes ago to that
place.
No,
I dreamed of planning a wedding. I didn't say that.
Welcome to Overreaction Theater, folks. Yes, Debbie's your host. Lisa's the co-host. And it's dedicated to all you females. Overreact to every single thing that happens. Yay!
If you weren't as funny as you are, somebody probably would have killed you by now.
Well, first of all, I speak the truth and people don't like it. Look how we just overreacted and then underreacted in like 60 seconds. 60 freaking seconds. She got a text and you overreacted. And then 50 seconds later, you're like, oh, well, that doesn't mean anything that he changed his mind. How can you see that? How do you do that?
Yeah. There's a thing about
your
cold that he's got an issue with big time with the cold. And it's sinking into really low temperatures tonight.
Well, we're going to be 37. What, 36?
Oh, no, we're getting much deeper, lower than that, much lower.
Yep.
Well, it could have been good cuddling weather.
See that? I wouldn't let the temperature throw me off. If I was really into a chick, I don't give a damn what the weather's doing. I don't give two shits.
He's got some issues.
I don't give flying shits if it's snowing, if it's hailing, if it's earthquakes, and if it's damn fire and brim and all that stuff. If I'm really into this chick, we're going to make this happen. I'll grab a fire extinguisher and blankets. I'll take all that stuff with me.
Have him over for a massage.
Yes. And yeah. Make sure that you put your favorite Lifetime movie on before he gets there.
And you should pick up some really good loaf.
Joe said, if I go missing, Deborah did it. I couldn't even talk through it. It was so hilarious to me.
Yeah,
that was funny as shit, Joe.
I don't guy's going to turn down a really good massage. And foot curls, you know, the foot curls. Well, Jim, you're an oddball anyway.
I don't like massages unless, I have an injury and it's going to help it feel better. Otherwise, it kind of weird me out. Unless it's a pre-sex massage, then we'll go for that.
We're leading him closer to the bed with her neighbor.
You shouldn't have to go to that effort. You should not have to go to that effort. That's my thing, and we got to move on.
All right, Lisa, we love that you have your spot with us every night. We expect a full report tomorrow.
If you can't get something going on, you can always send us a little message or something.
Yeah,
I love that you guys are the psychic love doctors. Jimbo is the sage advice experience. Feet on the ground. I love that.
No donut shop. I did not sugarcoat anything.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sorry, but I believe in love. I do. Why do you think there's love in my title? You know, it's the strongest.
Well, I can tell you why there's love in your title, because you've explained it before, because AOL.
It's the strongest energy in the universe. You know, it's the ultimate healer. It's everything.
That energy that holds Adam together is pretty strong. That's how we can make atomic goddamn bombs. Just to let you know, that one's pretty strong, too.
I'm going to gag him shortly. So, Lisa, enjoy your evening.
The whole fission thing, ba-boom.
You know, all this laughter is really good for our health.
Yeah, it is good for everybody.
It's
absolutely
good.
Absolutely.
Good.
Be able to laugh no matter what, good, bad.
And
average.
I haven't laughed like this since I was way lots younger. So,
but you wore a younger woman's clothes. Like,
what's that from?
Billy Joseph's when I wore a younger man's clothes.
Oh, very
nice. Piano man song.
All right, well, take care, Lisa, darling.
And good
you
luck
too,
on your, I don't know, what do I call it? I think I call it, well, good luck on your expedition.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's all coming together. Yeah.
I mean, I'm rooting for her. I don't get me wrong. I'm not rooting against her. I'm rooting for her. I just see a lot of negative things that you don't want to look at, because they always say a glass half full, glass half empty. Deb is the glass is filled to the top. She doesn't like glass half full.
I'm an eternal optimist.
She is, and I guess it's better than the other default.
And
good default.
If you knew all the crap I've had in my life, you'd think, wow, she is an anomaly.
I would rather have somebody that is that type of personality than the other way. Where everything else horribly sucks. And you don't want to be around a person like that.
No.
Nope.
So, Lisa, you are bringing wonderful things to this show.
Wunderbar.
Yes.
All right.
So, take care, my dear.
Thank you, guys. Thank you,
guys.
Right.
Thank you. Good luck on your endeavor.
Yes, very much.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I need it. Thank you.
And block the Lifetime Network on your TV, please.
They're not all bad.
Bullshit.
Okay.
Actually, they're not. Some of them, I don't watch them, so I just look at the title. Some of them are like chicks that kill dudes, which is kind of scary for us guys, too.
Then you better treat us right.
That's a Pat Benatar song. Let's go to area code 856. Welcome, 856. Welcome to the show.
Hello, and thank you for waiting.
Thank you for holding from Jersey.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
It is Rosemary, is it not?
Yeah. You don't sound so well.
Well, she doesn't sound worse than before. She just doesn't sound a lot better.
No, a little bit worse, but I got stuffed up in the sinuses and stuff.
Terrible.
Do you have seasonal allergies?
Yeah.
I don't know how much allergies she's getting in Jersey.
Well,
in winter.
There are trees that are blooming all year
in Jersey?
Round. Yes. Pine trees. All right. Tell us, hon, what is on your mind this fine evening?
Oh, a little chaos, and my manager came up to me today to find out why I left early on last Monday because of the D-nail and all that stuff. So he said, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I don't even know. I have to get more blood work and stuff. So he goes, you sound horrible now than before I saw you. I'm like, yeah, but too much stress over here.
Yeah, well, what could you have liked me? Would you like me to look at for you?
Whatever's coming up that's more positive, say, moving forward.
That's right. We've got to stay positive no matter what. Well, not no matter what. There's things where it's practically impossible to be.
It is. You're right. But eventually you still got to swing around when you recover from the tragic event and go back to the positive. Yes. You're right. And hopefully those tragic things are few and far between your life. You don't like them when they come in a row. That's hard.
Question for you.
Tragedy.
Rosemary.
I'm sorry, Bee Gees.
Are you a night owl? Do you like to stay up late? Do you get enough sleep?
Good question.
Sometimes. Depends. The other night, I didn't go to sleep until 2. Depends.
And then what time do you have to be up for work?
I usually get up by 5:30. Oh,
no, I got a question. Is that normal or is that because of this illness?
Yeah.
Not usually normally for me.
So it's an illness lately. Okay.
Right.
We understand.
That would be something to try and work on. Meditating, or if you live in a noisy place, get
NyQuil. If you got a cold, I don't know if she can take that, but then she might. It might be hard to get up when you get up early if you take NyQuil too.
Yeah, well, it has a rebound effect too.
Yeah, everybody's different, but yeah, you're right.
Your cards say that you should try to get more rest. That it will do a lot for your state of mind, your physical condition, and I'm wondering what venting or the venting where she lives.
Ventilation, your heating, cooling, AC. What kind of status? Are you in an apartment, in a house? Is it old? Is there a lot of? Do you know anything about your system?
Where you live?
It's a central air. It's too hot because I have my father here, so he just put it up. It's like the new section is 30 years old. The other one is over 100 years old, I think. The old section.
Does the filter get changed often?
And have you ever had vent duct cleaning?
Yeah, that's a big
one. I forgot the last time.
We had done about 6-7 months ago where they came in and cleaned every single square inch of our vent ducts.
People don't think it's very important.
When
stuff gets in your lungs.
And it's every person is different. Some people, that doesn't bother them. Other people, it makes them deathly ill quite often.
Well, here's some good news to cheer you up. But you might want to pay attention, like we're saying, to that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of times you can't even see it.
You found a good Groupon.
Was it a Groupon
or something online?
Yeah, it was something for...
And that guy, they cleaned every square inch.
Another thing people don't often think of is you may have mice droppings that you don't see, but they are affecting you. You could have...
The roach droppings.
Roaches are big out here.
Those bastards. They're big everywhere except like up in the frozen tundra of Duluth.
Some of them are the flying kind.
We don't have those too much.
Thank
God.
No, thank God. They're not.
Bastards.
People can suffer respiratory things from their dropping.
And every person's different.
Yeah.
Some people doesn't bother them. Some people can really bother them a lot.
So maybe you could talk to your doctor. See
just
what
to throw
they might have for you.
Something to throw out.
All right. Yes.
Let's get to the meat.
Here's, yes. We're done with the appetizer. We're good.
Yeah, we're going right to the main course of your reading. And I have the dessert getting ready.
You have a new job coming soon, so it's important for you to get yourself, you know, situated health-wise.
Sure.
Because going out to a job interview sounding like that.
You can't. I wouldn't even go.
Yeah, you can't go like that.
And they would understand if you postponed it. Stuff.
They would wonder,
like,
what
the
heck has she got?
They don't want you coming in coughing on them in an interview, so they would understand.
No, and I don't know, we've known you for quite some time, and for several weeks now, you've been sick. Seems to me like maybe another trip to your doctor, you know, try to, like you have to do blood work. I think that they'll get to the heart of it. Yeah. But don't put it off.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, yesterday. Now I got to do it tomorrow morning when I'm off.
Yes. Now promise us, right, Jim? You promise me and Jimbo that you will go and do this.
What did you tell her? I'm busy
She's
doing
going
stuff.
To do her blood work tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's, and I don't know what they told you fasting. Just follow whatever they told you to do fasting-wise. We're not doctors. We don't want to tell her what to do.
Yeah, it'll be nice when they get over that whole fasting.
Well, I don't know if they ever will, though. Because it is affects the blood chemistry, and it is what it is. You know. But anyway.
Got a great job. It's going to lead to homeless social contact for you. And I see you ending up, do you live with other people?
Yeah, my father.
Yeah, eventually you're going to have a place of your own. You know, if you're there as a caregiver, of course, I don't mean, like, abandon him. No, but you're going to start making a lot more money, and it's going to enable you to enjoy your life, get out in the world, do stuff, okay? And I really think that by staying positive, you are going to find yourself on a great new path by early spring. And I can't wait till you call us up and tell us. Oh, and there's a really nice guy attached to that new job. Very nice. Lots of attraction between the two of you.
Ooh, love it. Yeah.
That's right.
All right, real quick. Okay. Your Archangel Michael, Sword of Light, Oracle Card Reading. Subject is Be the Real You. Your greatest power comes from being who you truly are. Don't let anyone sway you from expressing your authentic self.
That's right.
And that's, we probably all get swayed a lot of times, not being who we are, to try to get jobs or working on a relationship we probably shouldn't have got in to begin with, that type of thing.
Yeah, I love that. Be authentic.
Yes, you do that.
Cool.
All right, you take care of yourself now.
I sure hope you get better soon.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Real quick, I want to go back to, I think you might want to, and Cho's here. I made sure he's here.
Does he want to?
No, I want to tell you something. Remember when you talked about how you had clients come in, they said, oh, we have never argued. We're a good, he said that's him and Jay. We don't argue.
At all. No disagreements.
So
no.
Maybe, like you said, that could actually be a bad sign, not a good sign, right?
Well.
Could be.
Yeah.
If you never have a disagreement, it's like, are you really opening up to each other?
I think I was actually referencing somebody, couples that are younger. Because I think as we get older, we want more peace. We want more compatibility. You know, we the serenity of a good relationship. So if you two can just talk things out, that's cool.
But never argue, though. Never argue. You said that is a big, no matter who, young, old, people argue, right?
Well, you're right. Like, say here's
it doesn't mean they want to pick up baseball bats and knock each other's blocks off.
No, but just a disagreement or difference of opinion.
And a serious one, not just like, oh, I don't want people. I mean, like, something like, boy, I'm kind of getting a little upset. That should be normal.
Okay, like, imagine if a red shirt got in with all your whites, Jim.
They'd bicker, but they've never had, like, a real argument.
Then that's it. You still have strength from bickering. Bickering is good. You can't just have this relationship that's like a flat line, you know, on a cardiac machine.
Right.
Yeah, so that's all right, bickering. I like bickering.
Yeah, and it's hard to define the difference between the two because everybody's idea that's different.
Yeah, I think we're going to run out of time.
Oh, we are. That's why I wanted to bring that to your attention, because Cho and Mike are both still here, actually.
Well, he thinks Mike fell asleep.
And Mike said true, so he must have, but he woke up.
Oh, he did. Maybe.
Or he said true to something else we're talking about. We don't. See, that's the thing with Facebook. When we blah, blah, blah on here, there's a delay when you folks see it. And then when you type something, we're not sure if it's that what you're actually typing
to.
That's the dilemma with Facebook.
Well,
but it's free. It's free. Free.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow night we'll have to put on 90 minutes since we seem to be going that way.
Well, obviously we already did, or we would have been disconnected.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen anytime.
No, we've already exceeded the 90 minutes.
Oh.
I already had to extend it just to not be disconnected. So, but we got to go.
Yeah,
sorry,
everybody,
folks.
We will catch you tomorrow or Saturday.
Moral of the story is call in early if you can. That is always the moral to the story on any call-in show. Not just ours, any call-in show.
Exactly.
Why are you whispering? Did you want to get somebody's attention? You have to whisper?
I don't even know
what perfume that
is. When you whisper. Oh, did any of you ever see that movie Hitch? He talked about that. He said...
I never saw that.
Will Smith said, lean in. He said, that will get her engaged or whoever you're with.
Unless she's hard of hearing.
It gets them to lean in, too. And then that's when you can steal that kiss.
Cho said he's letting us know to apologize in advance. He can't be on the show for a few days. That's fine. We understand. Life is life.
As long as you're not cheating on us.
As long as you're not going to another psychic show and enjoying yourself.
I better not find it in my car.
The shit would hit the fan, boy.
That's right. Well, Cho, you're forgiven, and we'll just look for you when you can.
Completely different time zone, different continent. You got stuff to do.
Yes, but thank God for all this technology.
We understand. You know what? The week is coming. It's a busy week, and that's true.
Okay.
Tomorrow is Friday, the day of being fried. If we're going to get fried, you should get fried on Friday.
That's right.
All right, my folks that have been on hold, we apologize.
Yeah.
We show as long as you can. I have a daytime job, unfortunately, myself.
Yeah, or we'd hang in there.
And we have dogs, which are like kids, believe it or not. You have four dogs, and you tell me they're not like kids. But anyway.
All right.
Got to get up early.
All right, you ready for her?
I'm ready.
Here, everybody. We'll be here tomorrow, Friday.
So do so.
7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific.
Word up.
Please join us.
Absolutely.
We'd love to have you here.
Long time.
Bye-bye.